have a microphone. There you go. Wonderful. I'm tempted to ask as a first question, who won the quiz night last night? But we won't ask that as a question. But because I've got a few questions just to ask you. So first off, Sophie, how first of all did you hear about Jesus?
Well, I was brought up in a household that encouraged me to go to church and the youth groups, and I enjoyed doing that, enjoyed going to the youth groups, but mainly for the social aspect and football. I learnt all the stuff, learnt all the theory, and when asked, my reaction would have been, yeah, I'm a Christian, yeah. And I thought that's all there was to it. But once I hit the age of about 15, I realised that I wasn't, because I had a lot of questions and just didn't really consider God a priority in my life. At that time, I had more important things to think about, and I guess I just thought I'd work all that stuff out sometime later. And that's pretty much how I went on for about the next 7 years or so. I would think about God more deeply at times, but then I'd just get distracted again, and it all just sounded like far too much hard work. This was until my little sister, Andy, became a Christian. I saw a big change in her and could see how there was something different about her. And this, over time, it took a few years, but reignited my interest in God. I was starting to think more about the questions I had about Christianity. So to try and answer some of these, a friend and I went along to question faith, and also started to go along to church sort of every now and then.
Okay, so how did you kind of come to that point then when you realised that actually you needed a saviour?
Well, from going to question of faith and coming along to church, I realised that there was a lot of misinformed preconceptions I had about the Christian faith and church life. And more than anything in these sessions, I was just completely struck by God's mercy, love and his patience, and I just couldn't get over why he should forgive me. And time again, I would mess up and do things wrong. But yet, here I was being told that God would forgive me if I was genuinely sorry. I mean, I kept thinking, why should he? Even though I'd heard all this stuff before from, you know, the youth groups and things, this time it had a new sort of poignancy and significance to me. And I had this sort of period of time where I just felt so humbled and privileged at the prospect of being accepted and saved by God. And it wasn't long after that I accepted Jesus as my saviour and asked God into my life. And although there were no magical signs or anything physical that happened, I knew that my heart had changed.
So how has your life sort of changed since that point?
Well, since becoming a Christian, I think my priorities in life have changed. Instead of living and doing things for myself, I'm now trying to do them for Jesus instead.
Okay. Have you found that easy or difficult?
No, it's not easy. I feel like once people know that you're a Christian, they have certain expectations about how you should act. And so I can sometimes feel this huge pressure on me not to mess up because I don't want to make Jesus look bad. But because even though I'll try not to, I know that I will mess up, and that's why I'm so grateful that thankful for God's grace and that he still forgives us when we do things wrong. And I also think because there's been a change in me, it's had an effect on my relationships with my family, my friends and my work colleagues in ways that I never would have expected. You know, there can be conflicts and differences of opinion that can really put a strain on those relationships and leave you feeling torn. But on the flip side, like we were talking about this morning, there's lots of blessings that come with it as well. I felt like before I was doing a lot of, even though I didn't realise it at the time, now I realise that I was doing a lot of searching, like I didn't feel fulfilled and I didn't really know why. And I was trying to find it in all different places. But it wasn't until that, you know, I found Jesus that I realised that's the only way you can be fulfilled. And also, with the hardships as well, it really makes you appreciate the fellowship with other Christians. And I've come to realise two people that have Jesus in common have a deep connection that's really hard to describe unless you've experienced it. An example of this was with Andy and I. We've always been close as sisters, but now we have a deeper connection too. And with Emily and I, we've rekindled our friendship since becoming Christians and have supported and encouraged one another as young Christians. And it's amazing to look back and see God's plan come together.
And so how are you feeling at the moment? Are you kind of like growing then as a Christian?
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning more every day. When people ask me challenging questions about my faith, I don't have all the answers, but the questions just spur me on to try and find out the answers. And whenever this happens, my faith and trusting God strengthens, And I also feel like God puts these little quests in my heart, things to find out more about. And one of them recently was more about the significance of the cross and then the resurrection. So I read and prayed about it, and things became much more clearly just in time for Easter. So this was the first Easter that was actually of some real significance to me and meant what it should really mean.
Okay, and finally then, what does baptism mean to you, and why are you being baptised this afternoon?
Well, baptism is a picture. It's a symbol of our death to sin and our new life in Christ. And I want to do it because I feel like I'll be giving something back to God, putting myself out a little bit, out of my comfort zone for him. And I want to do it as a symbol to me, to the church and everybody else, that I am serious about this. It isn't just a fad, but I really mean it, that I'm now living my life for Jesus.
Great. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Thank you.